President Trump's choice to head the CIA faced a grilling from members of the Senate Intelligence Committee during her controversial confirmation hearing. Committee members questioned Gina Haspel about her 33-year career with the intelligence agency around the world and the use of interrogation and torture techniques during that time. As Mal Leary reports, among those with pointed questions were Maine Senators Susan Collins and Angus King.
President Donald Trump has said he believes torture works. But during questioning from the committee Wednesday, Haspel says she does not. Still, there was no shortage of questions for the nominee. Republican Senator Susan Collins asked Haspel about her involvement in the creation of the interrogation unit at the CIA following the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Were you involved in any way in the creation of the enhanced interrogation program?
Senator, I was not, and I was not read into the program until about a year into its existence.
Collins, who co-sponsored the legislation that outlawed waterboarding, told Haspel she considers the technique torture, along with other so-called enhanced interrogation techniques like sleep deprivation. Collins also asked Haspel what she would do if President Trump gave her a direct order to waterboard a suspect who had high-value information.
And the president gave you a direct order to waterboard that suspect. What would you do?
Senator, I would advise, I do not believe the president would ask me to do that.
In answering a follow-up question, Haspel said she would not restart an interrogation program at the CIA under any circumstance. Independent Senator Angus King asked Haspel about her role in the destruction of videotapes of the CIA's waterboarding of prisoners. He asked specifically about a cable that Haspel drafted at the request of her then-boss, who made the decision.
Was that cable copied to Mr. Rizzo or other lawyers within the agency?
Senator, there was robust coordination with the lawyers at CIA
on this. Were
they copied
on the cable?
Mr. Rodriguez chose not to copy the lawyers on the cable because he took the decision on his own authority.
King said other lawyers in government, including two White House chief counsels, the vice president's lawyer, and the director of national intelligence, had all expressed the opinion that destruction of the tapes was illegal. King also expressed concern that Haspel determined what information the CIA would give the committee concerning her nomination.
Who's deciding?
We are following the existing
guidelines. Who is we?
Well, I have chosen to follow the guidelines that exist
You are making the classification decisions about what material should be released to this committee?
I am electing not to make an exception for myself.
After the public hearing, the committee met in private session to ask Haspel questions about classified operations she was involved in during her lengthy career at the CIA. The panel has not scheduled a vote on the nomination, which will then go to the full Senate. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.